I would have called this meeting of the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission to order for Wednesday, October 20, 2021. Please set your phones on stun and let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next up, Mrs. Lambert, how are you?
Well.
I'm excellent to hear. Will you call the roll, please?
Thomas
here.
Thomas
present.
Anthony Broadhanks.
Present.
I see.
Derek Nimitz.
Here.
David Castellanos.
Here.
Ron Ware.
Here.
Robert Ochi.
Here.
LaVon Draper.
Present.
William Aker.
Present. We have a quorum. Next up is the approval of the minutes from September 15th, 2021. Any changes, modifications, motions, what say you?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to approve the minutes from September 15th of 2021.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And it is second. Mrs. Lambert, pick someone. And their discussion. Be there or not, we have new rules according to Mr. Wickman. Mrs. Lambert, roll call, please.
Approve.
Yes.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz? Yes. Dave Castellanos? Yes. Ron Ware? Yes. Robert Ochi? Yes. LaVon Draper? Yes. William Baker? Yes. Next up is Chairman's Report. Thank you for coming. This group is responsible for a $275 million man-made flood control project that, if not managed and maintained correctly, things like what happens on that board over there from September 2008 tend to occur and have impacts on not only the residents, but the country when the Boardman is shut down for 4 days. It's important that we continue to work together. And since that particular flood, unfortunately, it took that event to kind of reconfirm that taking care of your infrastructure is truly an economic development project. Once this was completed and certified, we were able to take $4 million annually that the residents had to pay for federal flood insurance. I no longer had to do that. That's put $4 million every year back into the local economy. Of course, we always tell everybody that if you live close to any one of these waterways, get your insurance, because we are dealing with Mother Nature. And when you get 10 gallons of water in our 5 gallon bucket, there's going to be an issue. So we're far better prepared today than we were prior to September 2008 and working as a community to make sure things like that don't happen again. But there's always room for improvement. We continue to focus on making sure the entire watershed is on the same page to not move one problem from a particular community and put it on another. So as we continue to do that, help us make sure that that happens. That would be an outstanding model for a lot of folks to take a look at. Enough of that. Next is the finance report. We need a motion to approve the claims for October 21, 2021, paying the bills. Gentlemen, we need an approval for a motion of the claims for October 2021.
Chair, I make a motion that we approve the claims for October 2021 in the amount of $863,879.97.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second to pay the bills, Mr. Repay.
I'm going to go into the auction equipment for $143,073.27. I think I figured out what they're trying to come up with. Although it shows retainage, that retainage may be the amount that has to be paid by the county. If you remember, it was a three-way split for us, not necessarily equal. But to our bill, the $143,073.27 is the amount, our final payment, the $25,248.27. And to date, the $61,000 will be paid probably by the county. But to our bill, it's 100% complete to Burke standards as far as completion of that bank stabilization. So I think maybe it's a poor way of them explaining it, but that's how I understand it. And we went over all these claims with them, and they have told us that this is the last one that we are to expect. So they are probably holding the retainage because they were the ones that we're running the project. So just I don't want that to go hanging out there. We'll try to figure it out later. I want to get this done. So for that was a Twin Creek invoice two. We also have invoice one for phase two of a very similar hard ditch for 116, 140. We're reimbursing Lake Station $230,000 for a project that you guys approved, which is the Village, Viking Village pump station. That's the pump station that they lifted out of the 100-year rain event. We're reimbursing $50,000 as a part of our agreement with the town of Griffith. And as if you remember, well, when we were getting funding back in 2012, they had no local share. We became the local operation and maintenance for them. And so we entered into an agreement back in 2012. That agreement expired. I believe you guys approved it, was it last month, the agreement with the town of Griffith to extend that agreement further so that they would be reimbursed so long as they pass all their inspections with the Army Corps. So this is their reimbursement for 2021. They pass the inspection for Katie Marsh Ditch, and that's where they come up with the dollars. CNH Mowing, $22,135. This is probably going to be the last mow for this year, just because right now there is no need unless we get some really warm temperatures. So I don't think that it's going to be justifiable to cut the grass again. We'll start again in April, possibly rebidding that contract. Wiltshire Excavating, I have already sent them an email that he needs a little bit more oomph to his billing.
Detail.
They removed a lot of trees from 45th Street, Main Street, all the way down to Katie Marsh and Schoonditch in Munster. They are now working on the Calhoun Colfax ditch that runs along the railroad tracks. They just finished that work today, although that's not reflected in this bill. And we have Glem, which is $82.99 for our routine pump station maintenance. Weed patch for $38.25, which is our fall weed spraying for all of our riprap and outfalls. Anything else that sticks out that? Please feel free to ask.
Anything for Mr. Repay with regards to paying the bills? There are none. There's a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom.
Yes.
Tom. Yes.
Anthony Roberts. Yes. Derek Emmons.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Baker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes, ma'am. Next up is talking about what's going on in the field project tracker. Mr. Repay, anything you want to bring to our attention?
There's several of you made it to the Rock Ripple ribbon cutting, which that is now complete after we placed some more stones and some places where people could sit naturally. I know everyone was excited about it. I know it was a successful project, and Lake Station is looking to build on it as well as Lake County Park. So that has now been closed out, thankfully. The Hobart Mitigation Project is wrapping up at the end of this month. We were hoping to have an interlocal this month, but we'll have one, I promise, by November. That is when DNR will officially take over the operation and maintenance of it to make sure that everything that the Corps needs to happen out there to make sure that it's effective and quality happens, and we happen to have a board member that knows something about that, which is a good thing, and someone we trust. As I mentioned, Calhoun Ditch has already been completed.
Just for the record, yeah. Could you state who that is that you have trust in?
Tom? Derek?
Thank you.
Derek will be managing that land.
Give the man his credit when it's good.
No, I know. I gotta have a little fun.
This is on tape for posterity's sake, and you know, you're doing the clandestine.
I can also tell you that he won't be at next meeting because his son will be celebrating his 10th birthday. Would you like to know that as well?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Tell him happy birthday from us.
We'll sing to him. Army Corps crediting is going well. We are going to have a meeting next week to talk about The final numbers that as we get closer and closer, the two outliers will be the Griffith Golf Course as to what we get there. And then we have a couple of miscellaneous parcels that we still need to acquire. Speaking of Griffith Golf Course, met with Christopher Burke. They were slightly delayed in their plans and specifications. We were anticipating a winter bidding. It's now going to be spring. They've had some challenges with some surveying and some plans out there that have sort of threw a little bit of a wrench in their plans, but we still plan on doing that levee rehab work next year. Just some general maintenance, just going over some issues that we came up during the inspection report that we plan on addressing, landscaping, cutting back some trees, some small items that can be done with small contractors, and so that we can be better for the inspections than when they come around in, believe it or not, is April. Burr Street closure, we finished that. That was the one with the railroad track. I sent pictures around. Not super exciting, just asphalted over, but now we no longer need that large piece of aluminum gate that slides underneath the railroad, which was never going to happen in the first place. But now we have a permanent fix of the railroad, and we appreciate them for doing that for us. Of course, they haven't sent us a bill, but the bill, I believe, was $54,000. So that's one less structure that we need to put in place. Something really exciting is we've been put in contact with MWR, the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District. The reason why that's important is they control the quarry. And if you're not familiar with the deep tunnel project, is when they pull the plug, which my words, on that tunnel, it drastically impacts our water in Hart's Ditch and certainly all the way up to Kennedy Avenue. It's just pulls all the water that way in a large scale. We got ourselves actually embarrassed a little bit when they first started that project, when we put up the gates at Northcott. We put the gates up per the core specs, and then they pulled the plug on that, and it dropped the level by a couple feet. So then at the time, the town manager at Munster asked why that would we put that up, and we didn't realize what caused that, and we found out later that it was these folks that are responsible for it that caused the large displacement of water, which is a good thing. So I'm taking a tour with them next Friday to see their operations at the quarry and the diversion. And we're going to have better communication so that we know when they're pulling the plug on it, and we will help us with our response. So very exciting stuff, something that we had a little bit of a few years ago, but everyone retired and then we lost contact, and now we've got our contact back. And I received an update on Lake County Parks on the what we'll call the phase one removal of the Phragmites at Martin Luther King and at the Rookery. So that's going along, and I know later on in the meeting we're going for the phase two project as well. So without that, I don't think I have anything else unless you have a question for me.
All right, back to us. We'll ask some questions for Mr. Reed today.
Is there a plan over the Now that we're entering the fall and winter to look at removing some of the leaners after the leaves all have fallen?
That's under general maintenance. We've done that, or we're doing that. Matter of fact, one of our contractors had the cops called on today where we were, because he parked in our easement and was doing work, and the neighbors thought that he was just out there fishing or whatever he was doing. But we're doing the smaller trees as the leaves are coming down so that it doesn't look as fair. But yes, we are going through cutting back the trees. That's part of the general maintenance. And we'll do that throughout the winter so long as the weather allows us to do it and not ripping up the levee.
Okay. Another question? Just for the public's sake, Dan, even though we discussed this earlier, just kind of just give us a quick overview of the plans for the natural spring.
The natural spring, we were supposed to open bids last month. There was a little bit of an anomaly dealing with the water when we went and tested it through MicroBac. That required us to go through IDEM to go through further testing. We now have to go through a permit, which is an extra step that we didn't anticipate, but we have to do it now. And what I would say is the project should commence in the spring, barring any major other problems, of which I should even say is on a person myself. So
thank you.
Come on, I let them off that easy. Mr. Rupe, Hart Ditch.
Yes.
What's happening with Hart Ditch? I saw that we have a lot of things completed, and that ties into the county's work because there were some issues with the county. Can you kind of update us on what's happening there?
The claims that you paid through Austin was part of our number one, our first agreement, or probably our second agreement with them, dealing with stabilization of Hart's Ditch. Since that time, we weren't able to do any really projects this year because of permitting. That goes to the point of how soon permits will happen. Permits weren't coming out of Indianapolis as fast as they would hope. So what we've done now is we are put together a comprehensive list of areas of concern to do work next year, because the permits now have been down in Indianapolis. You can't do it now during the winter. It's very difficult. So we will have a more robust attack on Hart's Ditch next year with more money, I believe, from the county, more money or equal money from us. And I don't believe the town is participating, but we have a plan, and mainly the plan is going to be from Park West and Twin Creeks going to the north to a point right near the railroad tracks where we stopped with that large project at Camellia. If you remember, right off of 45th at Camellia, it will terminate there. That's about as far as we think we can go. Now, there are other communities that are looking at doing bank stabilization in Plum Creek and Hart's Ditch, technically Plum Creek, and that's Dyer. Dyer has some plans of doing some bank stabilization between 213 and Main Street.
I got that part of it, but all the houses that are falling in are on the part that nobody wants to work on. So going back to the original statement with the county getting back in and the other folks in Indianapolis that were waiting for doing their job, does that tie into the Christopher Burke plan, and will it continue all the way up to the confluence, or will it stop at a particular location? Because if we don't keep plugging around and doing the studies and the engineering and all the boxes that need to be checked, this is going to fade away because it's too hard. Because until we get to those parts where all of the backyards are falling in, you know as well as I do, that it's going to get nothing but worse.
Yeah. So we're using the plan. We're using Christopher Burke. We're working with Christopher Burke in tandem on the plan as to address the problems.
Okay.
So that's number one. The one I spoke about with Dyer, yes, their houses aren't falling in, but they're the ones coming up with some cash.
Right. And so, we did the one down already by the hospital, right? And that's already
correct.
Been approved. Is that
correct?
That's part of this whole scenario?
Well,
is that
part
why
of
it up?
Right. Okay. Well, but I know this is going to, there's a pending application that you're going to see probably in January, February, that's going to come through the advisory board for their bank stabilization. They've already sent me a draft of it. So there's a confluence between Dyer Ditch and Plum Creek. And they sort of merge, loop two, in that area, that they're going to put some extra reinforcements in the ditch. We're taking, because that's regulated drain. See, I knew you knew that. We're taking the maintenance from Maine going north because it's not regulated, and the county is willing to participate with us. And we're also, I believe, as you know, Munster is doing a bike trail over Hart's Ditch by Schoon Ditch. They're looking to build a part of stabilization as a part of that bike trail over the top so that we don't have to go back in there anymore to stabilize the bank. So there's a lot of different areas, but there's a lot of area to.
Yes, there is.
They're
also redoing Main Street. So I know that we redid the bridges a couple of years ago, keep an eye on those because that's where the sinkhole was, and that whole stretch is going to get redone. So it's going to be under construction. So if there's any benefit to trying to piggyback on them shutting down the majority of that world for that construction, we would be able to help the folks that live around us not have it to do twice.
I think that's what
this is already twice.
I think that's what Dyer's trying to address. There's some bridges. Their bank stabilization that they want to do are within those bridge areas where the riprap has fallen down and it's now starting to deteriorate underneath the bridge and causing issues. So that's a future application that, you know, they're going to present their themselves, but we and the county are working on that. We're working with the county on Beaver Dam Ditch with just some general maintenance and some clearing before our study is even complete, because we, our study is basically for the quantity, and they're looking for clearing so that the water flows freely.
Yeah, and then I'm assuming that the Rock Ripple project has been paid out and eventually is going to move into completed projects.
Yeah, we had, I think we have one claim today for, we paid one for $4,300 or something to that effect for the additional rocks that were placed out there. And besides, you know, besides cutting the grass, which we have a claim out there for, or is that next month? I think they came late with it. But anyways, for the construction part of it, it's complete. We have no more. Earthworks is paid in full. They have no subs that are, haven't been paid. We're done with it. So that will be next month flipped over.
And for. Thank you. Anybody else? Mr. Ochi.
Beaver Dam Ditch study, percent complete. When?
Can you talk into the microphone, please, Robert?
I think it's out.
I heard it. I'll repeat it for everyone. The Beaver Dam Ditch was the one that we contracted with Wessler. They met with Crown Point and the county, I believe it was last month, to go over some of their concerns and issues. That is going on now. I believe the completion time was 7 months, if I'm correct, so I would anticipate something in the spring. There's another, just the bigger issue, or another issue with that ditch, which runs through, if anyone golfs, Silverhawk, or the one way out in the far reaches. It's a lot of old trees that have fallen down in that area. That's, if I had sent you the drone video from Burke that they had flown over it. If you haven't seen it, I have it. They've flown over and they have identified blockages in there that have occurred over the years. Because of the new development, these have now become news for them. The purpose of the Wessler study was so that we could quantify it. So if St. John or Crown Point was ever to come back to us and they drain into Beaver Dam Ditch, we would know the impacts downstream of that impacts before, you know, before they say, well, it's not too bad, well, but we need to know that information. I will also tell you that Burke, off the Hobart study that we have, the hydraulic model, they want to take it, and this is going to be up for next month, they want to take that hydraulic model and go from 61st Street, which is where they sort of stopped at dealing with Lake George, and they want to extend it all the way back into Winfield. So at that point, we would have two models, both basically the similar as to knowing what impacts any development that occur either in Winfield, in Crown Point, St. John, Merrillville, on the impacts of it downstream into Deep River, ultimately into Hobart, ultimately into Lake Station. That's never happened. We've never had anything, any models that could tell us that. There's no models of record right now that DNR holds currently as to flow, quantity, quality. And so this is, I believe, a two-dimensional model, which will be, we'd be able to go in and say, or you guys would be able to go, say Winfield came in and said, well, I'm gonna pull this or that. And you go, well, what's the impact? You plug that number in or the quantity into that model. And it would tell you the impacts downstream. Very similar to when you saw that two-stage ditch in Dyer, when they said, you know, we're gonna build this two-stage ditch, that's great. What's the impacts downstream? Negligible, you know, nothing, you know, 0.2 of an inch. But if you start applying that to Deep River, which is a large corridor, then we'll be able to really tell the impacts before it hits, say, Merrillville. So Merrillville will have an educated answer when they say, hey, look, are you for this new development? Are you not for this new development? Or this pond is really worthless to us. You know, you're going to put in a pond, but the impacts are nothing and you want $2 million from us. So that's all sort of like being weaved in, because Niles Ditch and Beaver Dam Ditch meet up to become Deep River just on the northeast corner of Crown Point, on the east side of I-65. That's a lot, but
So what, what's the percentage of the first question?
It's just started. It's just, okay. They just, you know, they meet and greet, they did the background information.
So that amount of information that you just provided, thank you. Could you communicate that also to the advisory board so they can take it back to the individual communities? Because obviously the more developments, each of those individual communities, they have to take in consideration those models and the impact those developments are going to have on those models. And, you know, at least start introducing it to them so we don't have to go and sit in public meetings in their you know, in their jurisdiction.
And more than likely, we'll have an advisory board meeting either late November or December, because as of right now, there are four applications that I know that are somewhat in progress or have been formally submitted to us.
Well, everything we read in the newspaper is all going down this hole. So
that's
why we need to be, you know, up front as far as kind of the concerns. That's all.
I have one from Dyer, one from Lake Station, one from Overton, and we just received one from Maryville today.
Any other questions for Mr. Ripe?
One more for the follow-up for that. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like there's forthcoming studies that we need, but the continuation of that.
I'll repeat it.
Right. Yeah. I want to know if maybe it sounds like there's forthcoming studies for that beaver dam, which is accessory for the.
Right. So here the question is, and I think this is the question, that the study that we're doing through Wessler, which is for Beaver Dam Ditch, will be definitely needed to sort of make an educated decision on possible applications. Now, the application that Dyer has won't be necessary. Lake Station, I don't think will be necessary. Hobart is a marginal one, and Maryville's already using the existing study that we sort of did already on lateral 6, lateral 7,
but you mentioned Winfield. Yeah.
For sure. If Winfield comes with an application or Crown Point, not to single them out, but or St. John, that's definitely where that Beaver Dam Ditch study is going to become very useful.
Any other questions for Mr. Ripe? Either none, moving right along. Next up on the agenda is other issues, new business. Gentlemen, what say you?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I would like to make a motion to open proposals for the CCTV and sonar inspection of pipes, penetrating levees project, and award to the lowest and most responsive bidder, pending review by our attorney and staff.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Mrs. Lambert, pick one. Mr. Ripe, are you just going to open? How many are there?
We have one today.
We have one.
One. And just so that everyone knows that before I open this, the last time we did it, which was 5 years ago, I think the cost was about $167,000.
Okay.
And just so that everyone knows, we've advertised it. We sent it out to the people that did it last year. We sent it out to people that have done it in the past. We've sent it out to everyone that we could possibly think of to do this work. I think everyone's either busy or can't find people to do work. So the loan bid that we received was from Grimmer Construction in the amount of $119,550. So that's a reduction of what it was last time by 40 some thousand, probably.
Okay, so that's the only action we're taking on this particular scenario. True.
I'm assuming you want to award it pending your thing. So I think that was the motion. So I think you just need to vote on it to agree.
So there's a motion and a second. Any other discussion?
Yeah. Question.
Yes.
Mr. Ripe, can you just review what this entails?
Yeah. Sure. Every 5 years. We have to inspect every culvert that crosses through or penetrates through the levee. And in this batch is the Highland, Munster, Hammond, and Indot segment. Indot segment is roughly I-65 and the interchange there. There's probably four or five culverts, but the Hammond, Munster, Highland, Those include any pump station, so we have to make sure that we turn the pump station off, do the test, do the video, and this to ensure that the casing or the culvert is in good shape and that it can function under normal circumstances. If it doesn't, we have to report it, and we generally report it that day, and mainly we try to fix it that day if possible.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions, comments? There's a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Rosicky.
Yes.
Tom Vazquez.
Yes.
Anthony Brodnick.
Yes.
Derek Minnis?
Yes. Dave
Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert
Ritchie?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
William
Baker?
Yes. Moving right along. Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve resolution 2021-08 and also an interlocal agreement with the City of Hobart for the Stinky Creek portion only of the Stinky Creek and Turkey Creek Lateral 6 Diversion and Regional Stormwater Project, subject to final draft and approval of the Commission Chairman, Executive Director, and Attorney.
Wow, there was a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Pick one, Mrs. Lambert. Okay. That was quite a thing there, Mr. Repay. What do you think?
Well, you've already approved the application. This was the application to build a diversion or engineer the diversion for Deep River to the amount of not to exceed $450,000. So this is just papering the deal to make sure that everyone understands how much we can pay and what they're responsible for.
Papering the deal.
That's your comment.
It's an important one. Any good questions or comments on this motion in a second? Be there none. Mrs. Lambert.
Yes.
Yes. Anthony Brodnick.
Derek
Minnis?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert
Ritchie?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
William
Baker? Yes, ma'am. Moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve resolution 2021-09 and an interlocal agreement with Lake County Park and Recreation Department, or board, for phase two Little Cayman River Marsh Bird Conservation Corridor project, subject to final draft and approval of Commission Chairman, Executive Director, and Attorney.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Mr. Repay, a brief discussion on that one, please.
Yeah. It was a two-year ask on their application. You guys narrowed it down to a one-year, $175,000. They asked for $350,000. It's a show me, basically. Yeah. So after 1 year, they have to come back in and for the renewal of the second part of the second phase of the environmental project that they're doing.
Correct. And we already vetted out the show me portion of that statement. So did that last month or 2 months ago?
Correct.
Okay.
The deliverables.
All right. We have a motion. Any comments? Either or none. Mrs. Lambert.
Yes.
Yes.
Anthony
yes.
Derek Minnis.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert
Ritchie.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes, ma'am. Moving right along.
Good. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the resolution 2021-10. An agreement with the Lake County Parks and Recreation Board summarizing the Little Cayman River Basin Development Commission's contributions in the purchase of real estate from the school city of Gary, subject to the final draft approval by the Commission Chairman, Attorney, and Executive Director.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Mr. Repay, brief description.
To complete the Rock Ripple project, we needed to purchase the property from the school city of Gary. We had a document. Our attorney felt that this is a stronger document to show where we spent our money. We split the cost with Lake County Parks for the purchase. Our cost was $180. They put in $180, and that's really what it is.
Any questions on this motion in a second? Either none. Mrs. Lambert.
Yes.
Yes.
Anthony Brodnick?
Yes.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert Ochi?
Yes.
Levon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes, ma'am. Moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve Resolution 2021-11 and an interlocal agreement with the City of Lake Station and the Lake County Parks and Recreation Board to establish the maintenance responsibilities for each party for the Rock Ripple project, subject to final draft and approval by the Commission Chairman, Attorney, and Executive Director.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Pick one, Mrs. Lambert. Mr. Repay, this is in addition to what we just voted on.
Correct. We had an agreement with the purchase. That's the first phase. Now that it's complete, we want to make sure that everyone knows what their responsibilities are so that this asset can be maintained. This agreement states what everyone's what their responsibilities are. I know there's going to be a couple tweaks here and there because of things that were just thought of and things that have just come up. But for the most part, we're responsible for the river. Portion of it, unblocking things. Parks is responsible for the bridge, not structural, but just making sure that it's in good working order. And then certainly the city's responsible for the parking lot and surrounding area for security and general upkeep, trash cans, etc. So that's what this document says in a nutshell.
Thank you. Comments, questions for Mr. Repan? This motion in a second, or on it, I'm sorry. Be there or not, Mrs. Lambert.
Yes.
Yes.
Anthony Brodnick?
Yes.
Yes. Derek Bennett?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert Ochi?
Yes.
Levon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes, ma'am. Moving right along, my favorite part, statements to the board from the floor. If you'd like to address, please step up to the podium, state your name and address for the record, and help us move this thing along. And whoever's first, please make sure the microphone is turned on with a test. Maybe your rendition of your favorite song.
Well, you probably don't want to hear me sing.
But thank you for at least acknowledging that.
Good evening. I am Eric Sprenna, Northwest Indiana Paneling Association. I just wanted to offer a couple of comments about Deep River. With pertinence to the Rock Riffle project. I know the project is now closed out. I think I have communicated before to all the commissioners some of my thoughts on the project itself. I just wanted to share that one unfortunate result from the project being built is that the recreational amenities of Deep River are gone. I participated in the very first public meeting that was held about the project, and I know many of the local landowners and fishermen especially were adamant that the dam pool be retained for both the aesthetic and recreational purposes. I'm not a motorboater, I'm not a fisherman, but I am a paddler, and Deep River was always one of our go-to best places to paddle, especially now with the upcoming fall season, putting in at Veterans Memorial or Riverview Park and paddling up to the railroad bridge in Hobart and back during fall colors was a wonderful experience. And that was one that could be done no matter what the water level, even with the flow as low as 20 cubic feet per second, that section was passable, easily paddleable. Now, even at flows of five times that or approaching 100 cubic feet per second, that section of river is simply not passable. And I feel bad for the people in Hobart or the administrations of Hobart and Lake Station who have both installed ADA compliant launch facilities, which now are rendered essentially useless for somebody who doesn't have use of their lower body. So I just thought I'd share that, that recreational resource is gone. In regards to that, I'll be wondering if there might be any consideration for modifying the project to increase the depth of water above the dam closer to what it was before, for fishermen, for power boaters, for paddlers. I also find it curious that part of the project was to put in a boat ramp immediately upstream of the old dam location, but a boat ramp on a river that's too shallow to run any kind of a boat seems like a waste of money. Would appreciate any comments as to whether or not this might be revisited in the future to help improve recreational opportunities.
Well, that's always the goal, and I'll provide those comments. And every project we work on, there's a continuation. It never, once we do one, it doesn't stop. You know, if you do a project and you don't take care of it, you don't continue to pay attention to it, things like what happened behind you on those pictures, sir, that's what happened. So every project that we work on, there's a continuation moving forward. So we'll take those comments into consideration and make sure that we look at that as time goes on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Nobody? Going once? Going twice? Done. Close that part. All right. And what about from the board? Mr. Whitaker, something to say?
I just want to, again, thank everyone for coming out. Your participation, your feedback is very important to us. And look like we are really ending out the year on a positive note with all the projects that we did get done. And like we'll be going to our planning session for 2022. And I am hopeful and optimistic that we'll continue to advance forward in all areas of our charge, everything from community engagement, managing the watershed, recreational responsibilities, and our contractual agreements with being able to continue to increase our diversity of participants that continue to be a part of, come out and speak, as well as be engaged in the process of helping us to maintain the watershed. Thank you. That's all, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Mr. Ochi.
Nothing to add.
Mr. Wyszynski. Sorry.
Tongue-tied. I want to thank everyone who came out for the ribbon cutting last week. We're very proud of the RIPA project. Obviously, there's work that can be done in the future to make it even better. Some fishermen were out there fishing. I think that aspect has been addressed. Walking trails have been addressed. Obviously, it's a body of water, and we're very interested in making sure the aspect of the boating park is addressed as well. So I'll reiterate what the chairman said. It'll be evolving. So just take that to heart. That's it.
Mr. Gostecki.
I have nothing to add. Thank you.
Mr. Ware.
Nothing to add.
Mr. Nimitz.
I have nothing to add. Thank you.
Mr. Castellanos.
Yes, I have a few things to add. First of all, I want to say that ribbon cutting for the Rock River was a fantastic event. And I tell you one thing, talking with the partnering with the Lake County Parks and the City of Lake Station was truly an immaculate event because they've taken a place that is like a diamond in the rough. If you go out there now, it's like a jewel. I remember what it was. It was terrible. Now people are over that Lake Station are proud of it. And on second thought, too, there was a gentleman I spoke to from Miraville. He belongs to a club called Miraville Kayak Club. I don't even know there was one out there. But he was out there looking at it, and he said that would be a great place for his group to come out, and they wanted to do kayak racing out there. So that was a really impressed with that. And the other thing we heard, too, is that one person came up to us, and I think the gentleman from Lake Park can ascertain to this, that they caught a 50-pound salmon out there in that area. So I can just tell you, people are coming out there claiming their spot because of what we've done to that area. And it's also a great spot for families to travel to work from there, and they can walk across the bridge and go to Bella Blues. So it's a fantastic place. And the second, the conversation I had with the gentleman from Lake Park, what they plan to do with the city of Gary, with the property that we had for the school city of Gary, tying that property into Hatcher Park, would truly make in this whole North Louisiana an immaculate place for everybody to enjoy. And that's it. Second, I want to compliment all the commissioners who were out there. They did a great job of going ahead and doing river cutting. And believe me, everybody that was out there for the mayor and all of them, and people came from all the way from, let's see, from Michigan City that I talked to. They said they really, really liked the area and they really appreciated what we did. On another note, too, I also want to compliment the commissioners because the Sir German Church House that's run by the poor handmaids of Jesus Christ and Gary were very appreciative of the computers that we donated to them. They increased their class size from about 6 to 7 women to almost another 11. And the women that they're working with are displaced, homeless families. Right now, they're learning how to build web pages and also how to work on computers in order to apply for jobs. So I just want to put that out to the commission that we all did a great job. Thank you all very much.
That's it?
That's it.
All right. Thank you very much. And I appreciate it as well for everybody coming up. Next up is our meeting as we get close to the end of the year. Believe it or not, next meeting is in November. And it'll be the 17th. Check the website. I'll put all of the documents out there. Please do me one favor and that cool video of the Rock Ripple, make sure that makes the website.
It's already on our website.
Outstanding. If you like construction, find that thing. It is way cool. And then we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Okay.
All right. New rule says that we have to have a roll call, Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Rosinski.
Yes.
Tom Gatzecki.
Yes.
Anthony Brodnick.
No.
He says no.
He wants to go to bed.
You woke up.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Thank you very much, everybody. Stay warm.
Good night.